If you're tired of bad news, if you need some positivity, if you want to support small businesses, then welcome to Happy, Grateful, Blessed with Kaysville's own mayor, Tammy Tran. Here, you'll get to see the best of humanity from within Utah's hidden gem, Kaysville City. Every month, you'll discover small businesses, hear unique and incredible stories, and understand the difference you make in this wonderful city. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss a chance to find a new business to support and learn what makes a city like this one work as well as it does. So join us as we explore Happy, Grateful, Blessed with Tammy Tran.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Happy, Grateful, Blessed podcast. I'm here with Ryan and Maddie Larkin, owners of Larklean. They live in Kaysville and they have a Kaysville business, and I'm so excited for them to have the opportunity to tell us all about them. So I will turn the mic over to you two to introduce yourselves and
Thank you.
Share.
Yeah, this is Ryan. My wife and I, Maddie, started this business the end of 2022.
Yep.
And it's a home-based business. We did have a warehouse that was out in Clearfield for a bit, but we've kind of moved it all in-house, and that's where we started it all out, was right here in Kaysville. We have two different products. We have a disinfectant that's an EPA-registered disinfectant that comes in a 32-ounce bottle, but it's a 6-ounce concentrate. So you dilute the 6-ounce concentrate, 4 milliliters in 32 ounces, and it's very economically friendly, environmentally friendly, and once you dilute it, it has zero health hazards. In the market today, if you have Lysol or Clorox or any of those things,
Pine-Sol
those
sitting have, around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of toxic chemicals in there that are pretty harmful to people. The EPA came out with a study that said that indoor air pollution is worse than outdoor air pollution. And that's mostly because of the chemicals we use in our houses. And we wanted to get away from that. And during COVID, that kind of gave us our opportunity with the lack of being able to get disinfectants. That kind of was our launching point where we kind of decided that we wanted to go down the route of trying to get a disinfectant that was a good one for the environment, good for people, less toxicity, and a lot less cost. Then our second product, I'll let Maddie tell you about the second product.
So Ryan actually formulated that one, and it's a effervescent cleaner, which is made of botanical ingredients, and it's a natural sodium and acid blend. So it's got zero health hazards and it's non-toxic as well. So we're just kind of trying to get all these products out there to replace all the toxic chemicals that you have in your household that you're exposing yourself to every single day.
Is there, I mean, it's really interesting that you have a cleaning company or cleaning products company, because it sounds highly technical. Is it something that you've always been interested in terms of reducing toxins? And
so my background, my grandfather was a dentist.
And Oh, that's right.
He ended up getting out of dental and he started out a company called MDT. And that was a medical and dental distributor of like autoclaves, sterilizers, things like that. Then he got into another company called Biotrol, and that company ended up selling disinfectants and cold sterilants and latex gloves and all that stuff into dental. My dad spun off his company that I worked for back in the early 90s. It was 1990 he actually started his company. He just barely sold that last June. And that's what kind of spurred us to think about starting our own company up, because we knew my dad was selling his company and they were going to move it away. And so with my history of being in the chemical manufacturing, mostly liquid chemicals is all we really did in the past, we started out with the disinfectant because that's something I knew. And we went down that route first. But then we also started playing around with powdered chemicals, and we started thinking about what we could do with that. And a toilet bowl cleaner was where we first started out. And then we figured out that our effervescent cleaner could do drains and tile and countertops and basically anything you would use like a Comet cleanser on, you can use ours on.
Okay, but non-abrasive.
It's non-abrasive.
And it doesn't have bleach. Okay. It doesn't have any of those harsh chemicals in it.
No.
Nope.
When you accidentally spill on yourself.
And the coolest thing about it is when you put it in the toilet, it's almost like a science experiment. You can have your kids do it. They love it because you dump a scoop of this in the toilet. It foams all up and then gets, it's almost like those old science experiments where you made a volcano.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of eruption you get in your toilet. But the good thing is when that foam comes up, it's holding the chemicals on the edges of your toilet where you need them. and does all the cleaning. And if you have any hard water stains, rust stains, just dried on calcification or anything like that, if you leave it for, let's say, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, even overnight, it'll break down all of that stuff and make it so easy to wipe away. And on our website, we have so many pictures of people sending in from the customers that have sent pictures into us. And they'll show us their toilets, and one lady in particular, and we have that on the actual back of the bag of chemical we have.
But she had a sample size, and she used it, and she was about to replace this toilet because it had been sitting in her grandpa's basement for like 10 years unused. Oh. So you know how that water builds up and it starts to get nasty. Well, she used one little treatment on there, and it completely restored the toilet, and she didn't have to replace it.
That's fantastic.
It was insane.
And she was only a couple of days away from having the plumber come in and
really?
Pull it out and put a new one in.
That is awesome.
So it's a great product, and the good thing is it's made locally here by local people. We do have it on the shelf over at Bowman's, and so if they wanted to support another local company,
they can stop by Bowman's.
And grab a donut
aisle
too.
Nine. Right? Yeah, grab a donut on the way out.
Aisle 9.
Yeah, aisle 9. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you explaining the family history in this industry. Have you always wanted to be a business owner? I mean, you grew up with entrepreneurial roots, it sounds like. And
we both kind of have. And we both kind of decided we're better working for ourselves than working for somebody else. And we have a drive and a passion that just pushes us through all the tough stuff that comes with owning your own business.
Yeah, we had a huge manufacturing issue the end of last year. Yeah, we entrusted a company to blend 3,000 units, and turns out they didn't blend it right. So we sent our product up to Weber State, they tested it, and we had a 90% variation in each tub.
Oh,
so
really?
We have about 2,000 units in our garage right now. So we had to regroup, and we relaunched the 1st of March.
Yeah. And we repackaged it from a hard plastic container to a soft-sided Ziploc container.
I do like your bag.
Yeah, less plastic waste.
Yeah, less waste. And then we also reformulated it a little bit, because I constantly work on trying to do R&D on it just to make sure that we're improving everything all the time. And this new product is hands down better than the last product we first came out with. The foam stays around longer. It cleans better. Maddie, the other day, we make our own homemade bacon. And so we cook a lot of bacon around the house.
It's a mess.
Right.
But we cooked up a bunch. We had a couple of people over, plus our kids, and we cooked a bunch of bacon. And, you know, you can't keep bacon in a frying pan.
True.
So there's always splatters everywhere. And so we had a lot of bacon grease all over the top of our glass countertop, our glass stovetop. And after she got done, she used our effervescent cleaner on there as a scrubbing agent, and it all came up.
And it's so effortless.
She finished it off with our disinfectant, which you can use on hard surfaces, but also glass, mirrors. It doesn't streak on those.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And she finished it off, and we have a picture on our, I think it's on our Instagram page, of what it was like before and after, and it is just sparkling clean. There is no grease left over, no smearing, no streaking, or anything like that.
Well, it sounds great, and it sounds safe to use around children and probably pets and everything else, right?
I'm huge on raising capable kids, and so we make our kids do chores and teaching them to clean the toilet. You can't hand them a product filled with bleach and feel okay about that. So it's safer, and you feel better about it as a parent.
And also, if they're in a bathroom and you send them in with something that has high alcohol content or aerosolized chemicals, you don't want them at a young age inhaling all that. And if you can smell the bad chemicals, you're taking those chemicals in your system. They're going to be in your mucous membranes, in your nose. They're going to be in your lungs. And over time, I mean, you're going to have reactions to that. And it's not a healthy thing. I've got a few friends that are in the cleaning industry, and they had to get out of cleaning homes or in industrial spots because of the chemicals. They started affecting their health so bad. So they ended up going into other fields because they were getting sick. And they were worried long-term they were going to have major health problems from it.
I remember my husband, his mom loves Pine Sol and Ajax and the mixture of bleach and all, just because it smells so strong.
Yeah.
And he'd wear a painting mask to go into the shower to scrub down, because honestly, those chemicals are so strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so powerful and harmful, I'm sure.
So harmful.
Well, and a lot of them, you instantly use it. Like CLR, I've used that in the past.
Oh, I have too.
If you inhale it, you instantly start coughing.
Yes.
Because it's irritating your lungs that bad. And if you're inhaling that, it's not just going into your lungs and getting breathed back out. It's actually becoming part of you, and it's going to go through your bloodstream, which then goes through your organs and everything else. I mean, it's not good. And that's what we want to get away from. Bad smells. Like our disinfectant has a very, very light, clean smell to it.
With a K.
With a K.
Clean with a K.
Clean with a K. That's one of our marketing terms.
I like that.
But we want to get away from things where you spray it and you smell it 2 days later. Like bleach. Within an hour, you can't even tell that you had been in the room with a disinfectant.
It is also a deodorizer.
Oh, is it? That's yes. Great too, so it does both.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've actually got quite a few people who use it on pet urine stains on their carpet. Oh,
and now, it's good. It's okay on carpet?
It is. Oh, yeah. So okay, we can't claim disinfection because ours is an EPA registered product. And with the EPA, you can only claim what they say you can claim. So you can't claim disinfection on soft surfaces, even though you are penetrating the soft surface and getting the chemicals in there. You can't go and get a swab from the underneath side of your carpet to see if it's disinfected under your carpet. So you can't claim that, but it's safe to use on soft surfaces, just like hard surfaces. A lot of people use it on their kids' toys. You just need to make sure you spray it down, and then after you're done, wipe it down so there's no liquid on it, and then you're disinfecting their toys well, and then they can play with it right after.
That's really good to know. Yeah. As far as being business owners, you've seen the ups and downs, I'm sure, with your grandparents and your parents being in business. What have you experienced so far that has drawn you together as a couple? And I'm asking this because my husband and I, almost 20 years ago, started a company. And it's hard. It's awesome, but it's also hard. There's some challenges that come with working so closely together and having it consume your life, and also great blessings and opportunities.
I'll let my wife answer that one.
I think we work better together, honestly.
We do.
Because he ended his job, when was it, February?
Yep, February
1st. So we're doing this full time. And since then, we've just made bigger strides and bigger moves.
Right,
and
that's great.
I think we motivate each other more than we do when we're alone.
and we're a good balancing act too. What she does really well, I don't do as well at, and what I do well, she doesn't do as well at. And so we end up balancing each other very well.
Yeah, my background was marketing. I was the regional marketing director for a chain of dental offices for about 7 years. So
fantastic. So you're bringing all of those.
Yeah, I did all the packaging skills and all the marketing, and he does all the development, and he knows all the scientific stuff behind it.
You know, when you look at Larclean and anything online or our packaging, our logo, we didn't outsource any of that. She did all of that. So the look we have
fantastic
is because of her, and it's amazing.
We like to keep everything in-house, especially after our issue that we had. You can't trust people. So we just, it's nice to have someone else working alongside with you all the time.
That you know has your back 100% of the time.
And my background, so I did work for my father and his company for the last 8 years, and I was the operations manager for him. And before that, I was in medical and dental sales for 19 years.
So you have a sales history experience, business experience.
Yeah.
I love how you mentioned at the beginning, we might as well combine our talents and our professional experience together to work for something to create for your family.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's exactly what my husband told me almost 20 years ago. He said, you're working so hard. I was working for a bank and he was working for his parents. And he said, why are we doing this? Let's just combine our talents, work together, create something together. And it's been great.
Yeah. That's
so
amazing
when
you do that
when
with
people
your
do that
spouse. And there's a lot of people out there that can't work side by side all day long with their spouse and then live with them 100% of the time. It's just, there's no break. But with us, it's actually drawn us closer together because we're constantly during the day, even when we camp a lot, and even when we go camping, we have our work with us. And at night, when you're stuck back in the trailer, we sit there and work at night, and we're bouncing ideas off each other. We're trying to figure out what directions we need to go with things. And so there's no separation. Like when I was working at my job and she was working her job in marketing, we would talk about our jobs and stuff like that, but there was no bouncing ideas off each other and trying to improve things.
No building.
True.
It was her life, my life at work. And then we came together at home.
And you'd build at home, but
sure. But you spend a lot of time at work in your
careers. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't understand exactly what she's going through at her job. I mean, she can tell me, but I'm not there to experience it. And same thing with me at my work. And when we came together now
we get to suffer together.
We get to suffer all the blood, sweat, and tears and laughing. And
the benefit of
all the benefits,
the experiences. I love the fact that you also mentioned that, you know, you've each got strengths.
Yeah.
What working with my husband has taught me is how much respect and admiration I have for the areas that he is really strong in, things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
He's really good at.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it's helped me to realize, okay, we might not have the same talents and same skill sets, but we complement each other so well.
It's a balancing act.
It is. And it's really neat to see couples that can do that and do it well.
Yeah.
And that still enjoy it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think it's fantastic you guys have your own business together. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in terms of marketing, where you're selling your products,
where
we can buy them.
Yeah, we did a really great thing this week. We were actually on Good Things Utah on Channel 4. That was a great segment for us. It got us quite a bit of notoriety. We have been getting a lot of followers and a lot of orders after going on there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I did see the post on social on Facebook.
Yeah, it was good.
We posted
it really
on
good.
We Are Kaysville today. So if anybody wants to watch it, they can go to We Are Kaysville and search it out. And we have a video link on there so they can see our interview on there. But also on top of that, where we're marketing and where we're selling, I'll let Maddie go over that because she does.
We're on everything right now. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We have TikTok Seller Central on there. So you can buy it on TikTok and then you can use it and endorse it on there. We just barely got onto Prime on Amazon.
Oh,
so we're on there as well. But working on other retailers, it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah. And like we said, Bowman's. It's on the shelf at Bowman's all the time.
Bowman's and our website.
Fantastic. That's good. So people can just walk into Bowman's, buy it off the shelf.
Yes. Yep.
Which is fantastic because everybody, and, you want it right now.
It'll save them a little bit of money than going to Amazon. Amazon's a little more expensive because obviously Amazon has to have their cut. So if you walk in there, you're going to buy it for the same price that we sell it on our website for. And then you're also supporting a good local company.
And we love Bowman's.
Yeah. Yes,
they've been great to work with.
Yeah.
Well, they are in there. They're local. And
we love keeping things local.
Yep.
We love networking with other local businesses.
And we do quite a few local things here as well, like little farmer market type things. There's a First Fridays
festival.
Isn't that fantastic, Michelle?
Yes, we did it last year and it was amazing.
And a lot of the flyers you see, Maddie actually is the one who's coming up with flyers
for
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's helping her market it. But we go support her at that. And so it's kind of fun because they do talent shows there and then they have all the vendors. And a lot of the vendors there are local companies like us. And so you get to go see Michelle's shop that she has all the antiques.
Treasured again.
Yes.
And then our company, we're actually launching another company right now as well. And we're going to be promoting that at First Fridays as well. It's called Bully Bling. And that is, it's custom made dog collars.
Oh,
necklaces.
That's a great idea.
Necklaces.
Yeah, because we have
three little French bulldogs.
And
we love them. And there's nothing better than when you throw a collar on them that doesn't look like a collar. It's a necklace.
Yeah,
and you can customize it for your dog and it spices them up a lot.
Hey, I've heard the pet industry is absolutely insane in terms of how much revenue it generates.
Yeah.
And how much we're willing to
spend. People love to spoil their pets. And a lot of people nowadays aren't having kids. They're just adopting a ton of dogs. And so it's a good market.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah. You guys are so creative. So you have French bulldogs as well?
We do.
Yes.
We love them.
Yeah.
And you love them.
Honestly, I grew up in a lab family. That's all we ever had was Labrador Retrievers. And
we will never have another breed.
Really?
Once we got our first one 2 years ago, we fell in love with the breed. They are amazing little dogs.
That is awesome. My daughter's aunt, she lives in Kaysville.
Uh-huh.
She's a breeder.
And
she just raves about them.
They're so amazing.
We actually have a litter of French bulldogs coming
Wednesday.
Wednesday or Friday, depending on where she's at.
Yeah.
So we'll have a litter coming out here in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to be able to share about your business and let people know and be able to try your products. I appreciate you. I'm excited to try as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Because it's just neat to be able to support local companies, local people who love the area, love the city.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we can support you back and spread the word for sure.
We appreciate you having us on.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And as we close, can they call? What's your website or Instagram?
It's larklean.com, LARKLEAN.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they can find you there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To all my podcast listeners, thank you for listening. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Please leave comments and please leave suggestions for future guests. And most importantly, subscribe. Thank you.